Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, April 9. In Squiz Kids today, all hail the supermoon, Hong Kong's piano truck, Roger Federer's big challenge, and Olaf and his shorts. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Did you happen to see the moon last night? Notice anything different about it? Like maybe that it was bigger than usual? That's because we were treated last night to a supermoon, a night sky occurrence that only happens about once a year. What's a supermoon, I hear you ask? It's a full moon where the moon is just a little bit closer to Earth than usual, so it looks bigger and brighter than normal. It happens when the moon reaches the closest point to Earth in its 27-day orbit. How close to the Earth exactly? Well, only 40,000 kilometres closer than normal, which sounds like a lot, but given that on average the moon sits 384,000 kilometres from the Earth, an added 40,000 kilometres of proximity is not that much in the grand scheme. It's already been hanging above the Northern Hemisphere sky, which is good because a lot of Australia was covered in cloud last night, meaning getting a visual on the supermoon wasn't easy for everyone. But thanks to our friends in the Northern Hemisphere, there's a beautiful gallery of photos from around the world of the moon rising over some of the most iconic cities and monuments in the world. There's a link to it in today's episode notes. And in this period of coronavirus lockdown, it's nice to be reminded at the end of the day, no matter our differences and distances between our countries, we all look up at the same moon.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Hong Kong, where an enterprising piano teacher has found a way to keep his business afloat and his students tinkling the ivories in the midst of the coronavirus lockdown. Piano teacher Evan Cam has thrown his piano into the back of a van, and instead of students coming to him for lessons, he takes the piano to them. Every child that hops aboard for a lesson has to sanitize their hands, and the piano is cleaned down carefully between lessons. And you know what? Kids, who normally have to have their arms twisted to go to piano lessons, are running out of the house to meet the truck, happy to have a chance to get out of the apartment. And according to reports, parents have been happy for the hour of downtime too.
Sport time!
Ah, the Fed. You just can't keep a champion down. We're talking Roger Federer. And we're talking how he doesn't let a little thing like a lockdown get in the way of him staying on top of his game. The tennis champ set a challenge for his 12 million Twitter followers yesterday, posting a video of himself performing a volleying drill against a wall at a remarkably intensive pace, and inviting fans to video themselves doing the same and reposting it to him so he could provide some tips. So, what are you waiting for? Check it out in the episode notes, grab your racket, and find a wall pronto. Maybe just don't make it the neighbour's or your parents' bedroom wall. Just saying.
Pop Culture Corner.
Stuck for something to do this Easter long weekend? Want a break from the endless streaming of animated movies? Then how about a trip to a museum from the comfort of your armchair? The National Gallery of Victoria and the Queensland Art Gallery are among a bunch of forward-thinking museums who have gone and made their most recent exhibitions available online. Take a virtual wander through some of the great works of art. There are links in today's episode notes. Or, if that sounds too much like hard work, there's always Olaf. With the news yesterday that Disney Animation, the studio responsible for the animated film mega-hit Frozen, has decided to help break some of the stay-at-home monotony by releasing a new series of animated short films called At Home with Olaf. There's going to be a new one released every week. See the link in today's episode notes. And a final spot of pop culture news. In case you're interested, Squiz Kids listener, international pop star and proud mum of one, Danny Minogue, will be hosting an Instagram live chat with me today at 10 a.m. Australian East Coast time to talk all things Squiz Kids. Visit her Instagram account if you want to tune in.
Time for the Squiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What sort of a moon has been hanging over the Earth these past couple of nights? That's right, it's a supermoon. Question number two. In which city in Asia is the piano truck delivering piano lessons to kids? You got it, it's Hong Kong. Question number three. Name one of the galleries putting their exhibitions online for all to see. I'll take the National Gallery of Victoria or the Queensland Art Gallery.
Yeah! Shout outs!
The Easter long weekend is upon us, folks, and that means 5 days worth of birthday shout outs need to be covered off. Oh, give me strength. Here goes. Happy birthday today to Levison and Sophie from Gosford East, Amelie from Darlinghurst, Becky from Bondi, Skylar from Quiriding, I'm so sorry if I've mispronounced that, Mila from Palm Beach, Lani from Brisbane, Emily and Genevieve from Lane Cove, Joshua from Randwick, Koji and Luke from Abbotsford, Annika and Hunter from Manly, Nate from Crookwell, Lucas from Maroubra, John and Amarilea from Sydney, again, apologies for the mispronunciation, Max from Templestowe, Thomas from Katara, Olive from Cronulla, Ollie from Fairy Meadow, Jake from Greystands, Frankie from Curl Curl, Emmy from West Meadows, Addie and Corey from St Ives, Lily from Clifton Hill, and Ted from Melbourne. And some belated birthday shout-outs to Liam from Roseville, Andrew from Ryde, Banjo from Coffs Harbour, Cherise from DY, Audrey from Glebe, Danny from Cannon Hill, Cyrus from Newington, and Jake from Dubbo. Okay, you still with me? Settle in, because we've got a few shout-outs to get through for all the kids celebrating birthdays over the Easter weekend. Happy birthday this weekend to Emily from Dubbo, Theo, Rumesa, Olivia, Richard and Edie from Sydney, Noah from Ties Hill, Chelsea from Mount Evelyn, Kelsey from Randwick, Tyler from Belmont North, Tristan from Kiama Downs, Gary and Aubrey from Newcastle, Lucinda from Longwood, Andy, Lucy, Ellie and Jacob from Tamworth, Liam from Ashfield, Joey from Abbotsford, Zach from Mount Pleasant, Claire from Ipswich, Lily from Bathurst, Summer and Tanea from Dolls Point, Zach and Cooper from Brisbane, Grace from Kiama, Isaac from Bacchus Marsh, Sophia from Templestowe, Tommy from Perth, Oliver from Applecross, Victoria from North Melbourne, Anna from Toowoomba, Zara from Coffs Harbour, Sarah from Otford, Rocky from Narara, Liam from Pendle Hill. Were any children born outside of this weekend? Millie from Peakhurst South, Lucas and Olivia from Cheltenham, Josh from Gosford East, Isaac from Panania, Jess from Sandford Valley, Naomi from Ormo Hills, Sophia from Canberra, Jackson from Aberdeen, Hugo from Putney and Zoe from Concord West. Happy birthday to you all. Now excuse me while I go and have a lie down. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. And remember, there'll be no Squiz Kids tomorrow or on Easter Monday, but we'll be back again next Tuesday. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent Easter long weekend. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.